this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Messages. You are all that matters. Spirit of God, Epradoza Tulia Labushata, Ikredeboza Prokushatulia Leboshate. Lord, I pray for the incubation of the Spirit of God upon the service this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, like never before, we want to see you. Lord, cause us to see you in the name of Jesus through the preaching of your word, through the scriptures. Cause us to see you this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way. Make my tongue the pen of a ready writer. Cause me to declare the mysteries of your counsel, and cause the heart of your people be open and receptive enough to accommodate your word, and that your word may thrive in their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus as you take your seat in God's glorious presence. I want to welcome us to this first service in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I want to welcome you on behalf of the set man, the lead pastor, Reverend Yemi Grace Madulogu. It's a privilege to be here this morning, and I believe God will speak to us in the name of Jesus. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Job chapter 14, verse 14. That is the anchor scripture of our focus in the month of March. Job 14, verse 14. The scripture says, if a man die, shall he live again? It's a question. All the days of my appointed time, all the days of my appointed time, will I wait till my change come. Give me James chapter 5, verse 7. James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he received the early latter. Please give me verse 10 of that same James chapter 5, verse 10. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. I want your attention this morning. We have very little time. 2021 is our year of harvest, in which we expect abundant blessings and favor through the acts of God. Harvest at the acts of God. But before you run out with unguarded excitement, I dare to remind you that harvest cannot consequence. I'm going somewhere this morning. That means it's our year of consequence. Holy Spirit, help me. It implies that the effect you desire will be provoked by the course you initiate. The effect, you know, we've heard about cause and effect. The effect you desire will be provoked by the course you initiate. Back to the anchor scripture of the year for us. Genesis 8 verse 22. Genesis 8 verse 22. Genesis 8 verse 22.
But so while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Holy Spirit, help me this morning. Harvest is consequent on seeding, consequent on planting. Nothing just happened. Don't just move around with the examine. Yes, the harvest is coming, but there are things you need to do to assess your harvest. And my title is, Can You Wait? That's the title of this message. Can you wait? Now, if you look at this scripture, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, both of them have timing. But if you look at it very well, seed time, if you separate the time from the seed, you will see a factor between seed and harvest. Seed time and harvest. There is the factor of time in between seed and harvest. There is a constant variable, and that variable is time. Why are we talking about waiting? We are talking about waiting because of time. It is the variable of time that necessitates the activation of the waiting mode. I'm going somewhere this morning. It is because of time that this virtue of waiting is important and necessary. Unfortunately, we are in a fast generation, a lesser case generation, a sharp generation, and a microwave generation. But let me announce to you, in this kingdom, in the making of man, God does not use microwave, God uses firewood. In this kingdom, God does not use microwave. He uses what? Firewood. You can go to other kingdoms and get yourself processed anyhow. But not in this kingdom. And why? Because God is a God of process. You've heard God's servant said, anywhere, anything not processed, we do what? We end up what? A nonsense. Time is a factor for everything. Before I move into the cross, see, time has nine characteristics. Because of time, I'll just tell you just their characteristics, and I will go into some other things. Nine characteristics of time. Time is involuntary. Time is irreversible. Time is required. Time is measurable. Time is absolute. There is the dilation of time. There is the subjectivity of time. There is the arrow of time and the entropy of time. I'm not going there. But see, I'm bringing out one of the characteristics. He said time is required. What does that explain? That time appears to be a requirement for anything to happen. Nothing occurs in an instant without the progression of time. Even when you go to a fast food, to you it is fast. But to those that prepared it, it took time. It's only fast before you. But go and ask them there. What is time? Time is an ongoing and continuous sequence of events that occur in succession from the past through the present to the future. I'm going somewhere this morning. Just follow me. Time is the ongoing and continuous sequence of events that occur in succession from the past through the present to the future. Holy Spirit. Like I told us, because of the factor of time, waiting as a virtue becomes necessary. In that John 14, verse 14, It says something. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. See something there. Now, in this scripture, you will see the present reality. What was the present reality? Affliction. As at the time Job was making those statements, he was going through serious adversity. So his present reality was what? Affliction and adversity. What was the expectation? The expected and the assured future was change. Till my change comes. Now, there is a present reality, affliction and adversity. You could also see the end, till my change come. In between the present reality and the future reality is time. You see, the time cannot be used anyhow. But what we are presenting before you is for you to wait. There are so many options of what will take the time. And the one suggested one, curse God and die, is an option within time. It's an option. You can fret within time. You can worry within time. You can take corners within time. In fact, you can seek other goals within the present reality and the future reality. The question I'm asking is, can you wait? One reason why many never see God work in their lives is because they never hang on enough for God to show his power. See, waiting is one of the hardest spiritual disciplines. It's what? One of the hardest spiritual disciplines. Waiting is an exercise of faith that demonstrate the condition of your heart. Holy Spirit, help me. What is waiting? It is the confident expectation of a positive result in which we place a great hope. Waiting. Let me tell you some few things. Waiting is the silent moment of our lives. Many of us, we are going through what? Silent moments. Silent moments. Waiting is activity under command. I'm going somewhere this morning, Holy Spirit. Do you know what waiting does? It exposes our idols. Yes. It exposes our idols. You'll be so shocked at so many of us looking radiant in church this morning that have other gods somewhere. We just come to church as a form of religion. My name is Samson. So I must come to church. The period of waiting exposing the idols in your heart. Please, I want you to also know that waiting is not laziness and it's not the abandonment of efforts. Before you now say, when you are waiting, it is not laziness and the abandonment of efforts. Let's look at the life of a man, David. If there was any man I could call the authority in the act and the heart of waiting, is this man called David. Open your Bible to Psalm 37 from verse 7. Psalm 37
Verse 7.
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Give me Psalm 40 verse 1. I waited patiently. There is also the how to wait. That is not where I'm going this morning. I waited. See, you can wait frettingly. You can wait worryingly. But he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Give me Psalm 62 verse 5. 62 verse 5, Psalm 62 verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Last, give me Psalm 130 verse 6. Psalm 130 verse 6. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they. He was repeating it. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. Watch me. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Now, what gives this man the bragging right to tell us all this? He was anointed king at 17. He never looked for it. Grace found him. And he was anointed king at 17. Do you know? It took 15 years. How many years? 15 years to finally have rule over United Israel. 13 with Judah and 15 for the United Israel. By 17, there was the spark of the oil. He thought the time has come for victory. He thought the time has come. And look at what the oil was doing. Oh, with that same oil, he conquered Goliath. With that same oil, by the power in the oil, he won many victories. We turned the heart of the people to him. But no, not yet. With the oil, with the same oil, he became a target for elimination. With the same oil, he became a fugitive, running from cave to cave. If it were you, wouldn't you think the oil has congealed? Or wrote it D? This man had the bragging right. He said that he waited. Even when he had a chance, the opportunity to finish off Saul, he said, no. I waited patiently. No wonder today he became the standard of kings. When they are comparing kings, hear me, he had his own faults. But when they are comparing kings, you say, he did not do as his father David. He became the standard, the basis of measurement of the kings of Israel. Why? He waited on the Lord. He said, I patiently waited. Anointed at 17. God, why anoint me if you take so long like this? I have not read in the scripture of anyone that took that long after the anointing. You know Jehu. Jehu was not who anointed. Even though there was a prophecy, he was not who anointed. But this one carried the oil. And he was compelled to wait. You know why? When God chose Saul, it was just microwave choice. Because the demon, we wanted a king, and it happened there. And God said, this second one must be processed. This second one must be processed. Saul, under 2 years of his anointing, he became king. But God said no. And that's exactly the difference between the first Adam and the second Adam. God said the second one will be processed. And God, I said, the waiting process, the waiting period exposing the idols in your heart. God was watching. What will you do during this waiting period? Will you help yourself? Will you manipulate events for yourself? God was watching. What does it take God to kill off Saul? Saul was barely 2 years on the throne or thereabouts. And the oil and the man had been anointed to take his place. At a point, because of his skills, he was introduced and was employed in the service of Saul. And he was looking at the throne like this, with the oil. And God said, just look at it now, for now. What? When men were pressing him, Saul killed his 1,000, David his 10,000, something was doing crooked thing in his mind. And God said, it is not time. Wait. That was why he had the bragging right to say, I waited patiently. He said, my soul waits for the Lord. He said, more than the watchman. And he repeated it. More than the watchman. Indeed, more than the watchman. Wait. Many of us get disturbed when our doctor was saying, marry early. He is right. But sir, will you marry yourself? But not the sisters. Or will you go on Instagram and do marry me? You can't do. I understand where he was. You know, he's talking biologically and medically. But that's certain realities of life. Wait! I know, Lord, I've been waiting. 20 years. God said, wait. Is it easy? No, sir. At a point, David cried, how are my enemies increased? It's not easy, sir. But you just have to wait. What are the attitudes you need to have during your waiting period? Number one. Patience. He said, I waited patiently. If anybody told you it is easy, he just lied. I told you it is one of the hardest spiritual discipline. When everything seems set, and God says, sit down there. It's not your time. Ah, God, look at six here. Say, wait. So I love the song of the choir. All things are working for me. Say, it's intentional. All things are working for my good. Yes. It is intentional. Wait patiently. Many of us, yes, we are waiting, but the kind of grumbling, no money, see, it can't help you. Because God is watching your attitude in the period, in the interval. During the interval, God is watching your attitude. can you wait? Oh, I'm 40. I'm 50. I'm 70. The life of human is timed, as it were. Lord, how long? God said, wait. As long you have the faith in your assured future, that is the present reality. There is an assured future. It is sure. He said, till my change comes. He knew that the change is coming. And I know. Oh, Kasa. Isaiah 50 verse 7. That is, these are the things that will help you with. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know. I don't know if you know. I know that I will not be put to shame. I know. Let her rise again. I know. Let the time be going. I just know. I am more than this. I know I'm handing into glory. I am handing in gladness. I know. You've got to know. That will be the propelling force that will help you stand strong between the present reality and the assured future. I know. So I will rather wait patiently. I wait. Only I will wait. Say, I will wait. See, if you don't wait, you will waste. Many have been wasted because they could not wait. Somebody said, anybody that does rituals and even have money, you know, they said that person ordinarily has been ordained to have money. But he cannot wait. So, what condition is he giving? Aside from rituals and letting out blood, they say you are not going to live more than 10 years, more than 7 years. Wasted! Because you cannot wait. Patience. Patience. Number two, positive attitude during your waiting period. Have a positive attitude. Many of us, our attitude is so terrible and negative. Particularly on matters you don't have control over. Ask yourself, since you have been murmuring and complaining, Ejo, what has changed for you? Nothing. Change your attitude. I am giving you the permission to change this morning. Positive attitude. See the bright side to things. Number three, trust. It takes trust to wait. Talk about knowledge of who promised. Trust. Do you trust God? Like those three Hebrew men. Do you trust God enough? I know I am more than this. Don't you know? And I trust Him. I trust Him. Do you trust God? That same Job said, even if He slays me, because I know my change is coming. If he dare slay me, there is something behind it. There is a glory behind it. So even if He slays me, trust. The three Hebrew men, he said, the Lord our God is able to deliver us. As an He will. But they said, even if He does not, trust. Do you trust God? You are just coming to church. I mean, you don't trust God, though. The moment you live here now, you know where you go. You see, it is sad. That is the reality of what is happening. Some even may have in their pocket or in their neck something they took from God knows where. And God said, you don't have any other God besides me. And even with you here now, is the God beside God that you are carrying. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Who gave you what is on your neck? Who gave you what is in your hands now? That thing in your house, who gave you? God is speaking to somebody here. Who gave you? Where did you get it from? Because you can't wait. Is it easy? I said no. But is it profitable at the end of the day? Yes. Number four, during your waiting period, have the right association. If those people during that period that you anger with are complainers and murmurers, they will infect you. You know what infection? They will infect you. Have the right association. Those that believe God, not those that are giving you negative suggestions. Are you not being there? These are your friends. They will truncate your waiting. Have the right association. Number five, take the right counsel. Who are your counselors? I love one Muslim song. Anything to yet, Jonah, Koniko na Motiwa. Have I ever done one? Hey, anything to yet, you know what I'm going to say? The right counsel. You know, our service is timed. See, there is a waiting grace. Surround off this morning. There is what? A waiting grace. One of the essence of communion is to help you get stability between his ascension and his second coming. You don't understand. Jesus said they should take it till he comes. Then this is, do it in what? In remembrance of me. In between his ascension and his return, Jesus put something in between to keep you focused. The communion. As long as you eat it, it helps your waiting. There is an attention that is, your attention is focused that Jesus died for me, shed his blood for me. Surround of this morning. Can you wait? Can you wait? Let's bow our heads as we pray. Somebody tell me, I don't know what, maybe you have missed it. Lord, motipada, sodore. Somebody sang that song. Lord, I am returning back. I receive grace to wait. Begin to ask for grace to wait. Ask for the waiting grace. In the name of Jesus, begin to ask for the waiting grace. Lord, I receive grace to wait. In the name of Jesus.
You have just listened to the World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jua Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lifehouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.